Newly released documents from Judicial Watch, the group uncovered a treasure trove of Joe Biden alias emails. According to reports, the president used alias emails to communicate with members of his family when he was vice president. In one of the emails, Biden signed off on a brief pause of Secret Service protection for his son Hunter and granddaughter Natalie during a trip to Kosovo. Now, why wouldn't they want Secret Service with them? Well, the conservative watchdog group was able to get its hands on the emails thanks to a FOIA lawsuit against the National Archives. After missing the deadline to turn over the requested documents, the National Archives said it had more than 82,000 pages of emails. The then Vice President Joe Biden sent over, he sent and received 82,000 of them on three separate private pseudonym accounts to conduct illicit business deals with foreign officials. Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton said, quote, Joe Biden's alias emails show Joe Biden and his family had a close working relationship on government matters. No wonder the Biden administration had been hiding these emails from Congress and the American people, he said. Well, joining the show to discuss these emails is the president of Judicial Watch, Tom Fitton. Thank you so much for joining us. This new evidence looks like it'll be really key when it comes to the impeachment inquiry of Biden. What was the alias he was going by?
Well, I think there were three technically he was using. The one that popped up in the emails we've looked up include Robin Ware and then like a number, W-A-R-E. And of course, he got a lot of emails from his team at the vice president's office in the Obama administration. But also CC'd were members of his family, including his brother and his sons. Beau Biden was alive for a good period of time during his vice presidency. And of course, Hunter as well. And, you know, one of the more interesting records, because this was part of let me take a step back. We had FOIA'd the archives for records about communications with Biden Inc., more or less, his family members and the individuals involved with what I believe to be a racketeering operation that they were running out of the vice president's office. And then we pushed on their search to make sure they covered these alias accounts. And that resulted in 200 plus emails coming to us. And I think the big emails are relate to them involving the vice president's office, involving the family in business trips, government trips, and secondly, giving Hunter a heads up on, for instance, a briefing and a phone call Vice President Biden was going to have with the then president of Ukraine. You know, why was Hunter CC'd on that sensitive information? And then there's this weird email in the more recent batch that show that the Secret Service was called off. They ceased Secret Service protection for Hunter and Beau's daughter, Natalie, for a period of time when they were visiting Kosovo. And there was a big event in Kosovo in honor of Beau Biden, so the whole family was there. But why did they pause Secret Service protection? And, you know, separately, Judicial Watch uncovered that Beau was on that Hunter Biden was constantly traveling with the president, and certainly the Secret Service records show he visited dozens of countries, including China on Air Force Two with Joe. But interestingly, in the second term of Joe Biden's vice presidency, the second term of Obama's presidency, about midway through, it looks like Hunter gave up his Secret Service protection. So it's all very curious, but the records, as you talk about, show that Joe Biden involved his family quite closely in government affairs, and they were briefed as to where he was going, and they were invited along for some of these government trips, and obviously the political side as well.
Wow, you would think that Hunter would want that top-notch protection while he's traveling, but he doesn't want Secret Service protection. Now, I wanted to ask you about whether you're coordinating with the House Oversight Chairman James Comer on this. He was trying to get those alias emails as well. He had previously said that the National Archives was withholding more than 99% of Joe Biden's alias emails. Are you coordinating with the House Oversight Committee in their investigation of Biden?
I can't coordinate with Congress on anything, it seems. I generally know what they're up to based on what I'm reading and what I hear about, but the detail of what they have, I'm not sure. And my instinct is they don't have this material yet, and it was Judicial Watch's litigation and our heavy lifting that uncovered this, that these emails that Congress has been unable to get, and obviously the American people have been unable to see, but for a federal lawsuit forcing them to comply with the transparency law.
It's fascinating that the National Archives was violating Freedom of Information Act requests. You had to take them to court. That's something. They wanted to protect
No,
these
I
emails. They
know. I
had these
know.
secret. The fact that they had Biden's secret emails archived, they were well aware of them, and then they didn't want you guys to have them. Something's weird about that now. Where can the American people see these emails? Are you showing any of them to the public?
Oh, sure. Everything we found is on the internet at judicialwatch.org, judicialwatch.org. I think, Gateway Pundit had a story on it too with links. So we're all over social media
Perfect.
on this, and it kind of shows you the importance, really, doesn't it, of independent investigations into these matters, because Congress is looking into it. I don't know what the media is doing. The media is in the cover-up mode, so they're not terribly interested. But you need independent watchdog groups like Judicial Watch to pursue this information, because oftentimes Congress can't get it, either because of incompetence, politics, or the fact that they are more easily obstructed in these document fights than Judicial Watch is, because we go almost immediately to court on these key issues when they don't comply with the law, and Congress doesn't do that.
Wow, interesting. I hope that the House Oversight Committee maybe listens to the show and then goes and checks out your emails. Sounds kind of important. Thanks. Thank you for the work that you are doing, Tom
I'll send
Fitton,
him a link to
President
the
of
interview.
Judicial Watch. Perfect.
Thanks.
That's please do. All right, have a good one.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.